This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Steph Phone Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And it is Thursday, which means it is once again time for another happy hour. And peek behind the curtains, listeners. This is part two of our, mostly me, but our quick reviews on recent horror movies that fall under the category of what I would call elevated horror, specifically around women, which we are planning a whole episode on. And as we said in our part one of this, if you have any recommendations, please let us know, because I'm just fascinated by this whole thing. So we are drinking the same thing, but for the sake of the listener, Samantha, will you tell them again, what are you sipping on?
Sipping on the Costco Advent Calendar of Wines, a white sangria with ice cubes.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers. And I am having a gin and tonic with some basil I picked from my mom's basil plant, because I went home to visit her for her birthday. And it is delightful. As always, if you choose to drink, please do so responsibly. We are not sponsored by anything that we have mentioned currently. But that could change because we have dynamic sponsors.
Yeah. Hey, Costco, call me.
You know how to find her. So, yes, this is a part two. There will be some spoilers. And this one, we're focusing on the movies She Will and Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. If you want to listen to part one, we talked about Pearl and X and Men. But yes, I have already started my horror movie rotation. So I'm looking for suggestions if you've got them. I feel like I'm forgetting a big one that I just saw. And it's going to come back to me right after we finish. I'm going to be so mad. And then we'll do part three. But this is just something I've noticed. And I've had a lot of curiosity around of movies trying to tackle these social issues. And I've just, for me, in my experience lately, I've seen a lot around women and kind of Me Too stuff a lot of the time. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But it has given me a lot to think about because I do watch a lot of horror. It makes sense to me because I am a big believer that horror is a commentary on what we as a society are afraid of. But I don't know. I just want to look more into it because I just have seen so many of them lately. And a part of me is like, is this just because I'm like a feminist? I'm on a feminist podcast and maybe I'm really reading too much into it. I don't think so. I don't think so, especially the ones we're talking about. Pretty sure there's definitely something, some commentary going on. And this one, this first one we're talking about, She Will, absolutely. Oh my goodness. So this movie is about witches who had been burned during like the witch hunts and witch trials. And the main character, who's this older woman who was an actress, kind of grumpy and closed off, goes to this retreat. And it's this lodge in a secluded place. And she's immediately like, oh, I do not want to be here because there's more people than they said was going to be here. Like, this is not what I wanted. But the soil is supposed to be very special because it has the ashes of all the women who were burned there. And so they use it in like their like charcoal paintings, their projects like that. It's a very like that kind of retreat where there are activities like that, right. You know. And so this woman goes, she goes with her assistant who helps her in just like everything, like medically, but also is just kind of her companion, even though the woman isn't super nice to her. But they do grow closer throughout this. And the woman, this older woman, kind of, it's not like she becomes possessed, but something is happening to her based on this land and these ashes. And she's able to sort of astral project. And it turns out that as a child, she had been in a film directed by this really well-respected director, and he had been in a relationship with her that we can determine was very, very damaging for her and most likely criminal. So it's very Harvey Weinstein, like Roman Polanski level. And because she kind of, I don't know, channels this, the witches who are in the soil, and as she sees visions of them and like kind of, you know, your creepy horror imagery of black goo and all those kind of classics, like the ashes and then the air and everything, she's able to get revenge on him, embarrassing him on a live on an interview show, and then ultimately taking her real revenge. There is a lot of like in this movie, women protecting other women, like the witches being there, helping her get this revenge. They help protect the assistant when a man attempts to sexually assault her. They basically swallow him into the earth. There is a lot about trauma in it, pretty obviously, and how the main character is being punished for what this older director did to her as a child, both in like just her mental health, but also not being able to get roles. And one of the things, the reason she goes to this resort is because he's doing a remake and they're casting another young child. And she feels like, oh, this is going to happen again. He's going to do the same thing. Which I just saw an article about that, about like the rise of trauma, an examination of trauma and grief in horror, which I think has always mm-hmm. been there, but it's definitely a big theme and it has been for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed this movie. I believe it was a lot of women at the forefront. It kind of felt uneven. And it was certainly a slow burn. Like, it's not scary, but it's got a lot of like creepy stuff. I feel like every movie I'm talking about, I would at least like, if you're the least bit interested, I recommend checking it out. But maybe that's it, you know? I don't know. I always hesitate because I'm somebody who I like picking things apart and like thinking about the messaging, but sometimes that's not everybody's thing. So some people get so tired of watching things with me because they're like, Andy, I don't know. I think maybe you're reading too much into it. I'm like, oh, I don't think so.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And then I wanted to talk about Bodies, 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 which I really enjoyed and I can't wait to see again. And I'm going to try to not spoil this one, because I want Samantha to see it. You haven't seen it.
I haven't.
But basically, it's like a whodunit in a house where like relationships and truths get revealed. I wouldn't say it's scary, but it did hold my attention. And I was like, what's going on? So it's this group of pretty well-off friends go to this mansion for what I've never heard of, but as a hurricane party. So they're going to wait out this hurricane in this mansion and like party hard. And they play this game. It's pretty obvious there are tensions in the whole group. You know, like you're like, ooh, something's going on here. So they play this game called Bodies, 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 which is essentially like Werewolf, the game Werewolf, but it's more physical. Like you actually go hide and things like that. And then people start dying and they start trying to figure out who it is. So this movie is really interesting because it's got a lot of like, it was pretty well reviewed, but it's got a lot of kind of mixed reviews about how it handled Gen Z in particular. And I read a bunch of stuff about how Gen Z is so difficult to actually represent accurately in media. So that was interesting. There's a lot of stuff around social media. There's a lot of stuff around TikTok. There's a very funny bit about podcasting, which I did tell Samantha because it made me laugh so hard.
Yes.
she was like, I have to get a Google Calendar. Is it easy? I was like in the theater like, yes.
No.
She understands. But one of the things that stuck out to me about this one, which is something we've also been meaning to revisit, is ultimately it's mostly young women and their kind of toxic friendships that get revealed. As you know, if you think like, oh, one of you could be the killer, all these secrets are coming out and all of these like old grudges are coming out. And this kind of idea of like, are any of us really friends? Is all of this very fake? Is it all for the social media, especially in this, because there are some of them are very rich. So it's kind of like, who's using who? Who's getting what out of what? It's very transactional look at friendships and toxic friendships and kind of how quickly it falls apart, which I know is something we've been meaning to come back to.
Right.
Because that is a big topic of conversation. Yeah.
That, and we also need to talk about why are women being sacrificed all the time? Because like the invitation and then the one about the wedding are pretty much those two things. The girl who's marries into the family and the game is going to try to kill her. I've never seen either one of these movies, but I'm like, but why?
I like Ready or Not. Because Ready or Not, the message seems to be like, don't get married. And I get it. Like, everyone who has a happy marriage,
well,
I totally get it.
The invitation apparently is her meeting long lost family who are white. I think that's an implication in itself, but also very confusing. But yeah, so I'm trying to help you figure out the movie you're talking about. Is it Barbarian?
I'm going to see that this Friday.
Is it Black Phone?
I haven't seen Black Phone. I will eventually.
So it's not The Invitation.
No, but I almost watched that last night, and then I didn't, but I know what happens in it. I absolutely
know
what happens.
It's not the one with the one that made you, I told you it was supposed to be one of the scary movies where they're a possessed movie, and you're like, you're not going to like it, animals die.
No, but I did enjoy that movie. I mean, not because the animals died.
Okay, thank you. Bloodfest, because I know I told you to watch
that,
and I have never seen that.
Bloodfest was fun. Yeah.
I'm trying to help you here.
I know.
It's not working.
I love this. I see so many horror movies. It's like,
I know.
It's
and there's
impossible.
Several that you hadn't seen, so I'm like, wait. Because The Menu, isn't that the one? That's not come out yet.
Oh, I want to see that, yeah.
Right.
That's about foodie culture, and I feel like I need to see that one.
And cannibalism, I'm assuming.
I've heard it's cannibalism, but not how you think, which cracks me up.
Oh, I love when they say that. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Not how we think, obviously.
Cool. All right, I've run out of the movies I can think of in my head.
Okay.
My head.
All right.
No found footage movies? Is it the other witch movie?
Oh, I do love that movie, but no. I mean, there's so many we could talk about. And we have talked about The Witch. We've done a lot of these.
No, not that one. And it's not Uma, right? Which I was like, I do want to watch that, and we should come back and talk about it, because it's a Korean horror film with Sandra Oh.
Mm-hmm. I have seen that. It's pretty good. It's not that one.
Not The Innocence.
I love this. This is so fun.
You won't be alone. I'm here to help you. Speak no evil.
I've seen that. Ooh, that one's disturbing. Ooh.
Good to know. We'll not watch that. Is it
it's basically about being like too polite to call people out.
Oh, that's about right.
Oh my gosh.
Hatching?
I have seen that one too. Oh my gosh. You know what? I haven't seen The Nanny, which comes out. No, it's not The Nanny. It's Nanny. It comes out December. But that one's Sundance this year. And it's like one of the first times a horror movie has won Sundance. So I'm very excited about that.
You Are Not My Mother.
Oh.
That's a flip, which I'm interested in this flip. All right, I'm trying to help you.
I know you are.
It's not Nope.
No, but I did enjoy Nope. Nope was fun.
Yes,
we saw that together.
I enjoyed that one too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm done.
You've done your duty.
I'm trying to help you.
I know.
To remember that one.
I did see Wretched, and that has an interesting thing about motherhood in it, too, but that's not
what I'm thinking of. There's a movie called Torn Hearts.
No.
I'm going through a list, y'all.
I know.
If you can't tell.
Because
I've definitely not watched all of these at all. I've been in my Anne of Green Gables.
Yes.
But yeah, so that's my era right now. That's my fall era.
It does crack me up how many times you've sent me a horror movie and I watch it immediately and then you've never watched it. That's
I've
so
never.
Funny.
I'm like, hey, here you go. Here's another one for you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So listeners, if you've got those suggestions, please
we
let us know.
We should combine our loves and actually read
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Because
mm-hmm.
I know there's a movie, too. I don't know how well the movie is, but...
Yeah. Well, maybe. I'm into it. That'll be a fun kind of intersection of our likes. But you like horror,
but
too.
But I love horror, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't say I don't love both. I love both.
Okay. All right. Well, cheers. Cheers to
cheers.
That. Cheers to you listeners. And if you have any to add to this list, kind of haphazard list at the end, and then other movies that I haven't mentioned in this two-parter that you think, oh, I bet Sminty would love them, please let us know. Or even if they're just interesting to talk about, because I would love that too. You can email us at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.